This is Nicole Callender, and you're listening to English Waves. This week, we'll all have the chance to experience a day where probably most of the world is drunk, St. Patrick's Day. Now, while March 17th is technically a day to celebrate the death of the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick's Day's present purpose is pretty much to go out and drink. And so for today's broadcast, I'll be covering five things you will always see on St. Patrick's Day. The first thing you're guaranteed to see on St. Patrick's Day, regardless of where you are, is Guinness beer. Guinness is a stout beer that originated from Dublin, and today has become almost the official drink of Irishmen. And so on March 17th, you can expect to see more people than usual chugging down a pint of this thick beer. But for those of you who don't usually drink dark beers, beware. Guinness is very different than a pint of Kronenbourg. It's also one of the more expensive drinks to order. I learned this the hard way a few years ago. Now, you'll sometimes find bartenders who can make a shamrock in the foam of a Guinness mug. But again, beware, because if you get a server that doesn't know what they're doing, your beer will have a nice big foam penis on top. The second thing you can expect to see on St. Patrick's Day is green food coloring. It really depends where you are in the world because some people go a little crazier than others. For example, when I was in college in Toronto, we started St. Patrick's Day off by making green pancakes, followed by green cupcakes, and of course, finishing it off with a glass of green beer. It can be very festive, but just be careful because there are certain foods that should never be green, like mayonnaise. The third thing you'll see on St. Patrick's Day should come as no surprise, and that is a large amount of people who are incredibly drunk. Obviously, most people who are out will be drinking, but on March 17th, most people just throw away their drinking limits out the window and continue to chug beer even after they've lost their house keys, thrown up in the bathroom, or called their ex-boyfriend Tyler trying to get back together. Tyler, pick up! Babe, I can change. You don't have to give me your Facebook password this time. Call me back. I love you forever. Forever, ever. A fourth sight you'll see on March 17th is at least one person wearing a Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt. It's probably the most cliche piece of clothing worn on this day, and 9 times out of 10, it's by someone who isn't Irish. And that brings us to the fifth and final thing you'll see on St. Patrick's Day, which is many people claiming to be Irish. Now, I know that part of the fun of this day is the idea that everyone is a little bit Irish. However, there are some people who will legitimately try to argue their Irish heritage when clearly they have none. This, unfortunately, is very common in North America, and it's always driven me crazy. Oh yeah, I'm 100% Irish. So what if I'm from Boston? Hey, look, my grandfather's father's uncle's brother's sister-in-law's mother was born in Dublin, so shut up. All right, well, that does it for today's broadcast. This is Nicole Callender saying thanks for listening and keep tuning in to English Waves.